Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Year That Broke Politics, Collusion, and Chaos in the Presidential Election of 1968, is a work of political history by Luke A. Nichter that re-examines one of the most consequential and contested elections in modern American life. Rather than treating 1968 as a simple story of upheaval, party realignment, and Richard Nixon's comeback, the book argues that the campaign was shaped by complex bargaining, back-channel communication, and strategic choices made by Lyndon B. Johnson, Hubert Humphrey, Nixon, and George Wallace. Nichter uses archival research and interviews to challenge familiar narratives about Johnson stepping away from politics, Nixon winning through a straightforward Southern strategy, and Humphrey's late surge being driven mainly by his shift on Vietnam. The result is a revisionist account that places political maneuvering, war policy, and media-driven interpretation at the center of the election's meaning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Johnson remained an active force behind the 1968 campaign. A central argument of the book is that Lyndon B. Johnson did not simply fade from the political scene after choosing not to run for re-election. Nichter presents him as a continuing actor who tried to shape the outcome of the race and protect his legacy. This matters because it changes how the election is understood, instead of a vacuum opened by an exhausted incumbent. The campaign becomes a contest still influenced by the sitting president's calculations. Johnson's concerns about the Vietnam War, the Great Society, and his place in history made him deeply invested in who would succeed him. The book therefore reframes 1968 as a year in which presidential power was still being exercised informally, even after the incumbent publicly withdrew from the nomination fight. That interpretation also helps explain why behind-the-scenes negotiations carried such weight and why the election cannot be read only through the visible campaign trail. Secondly, back-channel bargaining and the Nixon-Johnson understanding. The book gives unusual attention to the secret political communication that linked the Johnson White House and Nixon's camp. Nichter argues that the election was influenced by an informal understanding in which Nixon signaled that he would preserve major elements of Johnson's Vietnam policy and not aggressively dismantle the Great Society. In return, Johnson would soften support for Hubert Humphrey. This is one of the book's most significant claims because it places private bargaining alongside public campaigning as a decisive factor in the race. It also complicates the moral simplicity of the usual story of partisan competition. Rather than viewing Nixon and Johnson as isolated adversaries, Nichter shows a political environment in which mutual interests could override open conflict. That framework helps explain why decisions about diplomacy, peace talks, and electoral strategy became intertwined. The result is a portrait of 1968 as an election shaped not only by votes and speeches, but by negotiated expectations among the people closest to power. Thirdly, Vietnam was the election's strategic center, not just its backdrop, although civil rights, urban unrest, and generational conflict are all part of the 1968 story. Nichter treats the Vietnam War as the campaign's organizing issue. The book argues that the war was not merely one more problem facing voters. It structured the incentives of the major candidates and the president himself. Johnson's decisions about bombing, negotiations, and succession were tied to the war effort and to fears about how a new administration might interpret peace initiatives. Humphrey's difficulty was also rooted in this environment, since he had to run while still associated with an unpopular administration. Nichter challenges the idea that Humphrey's late improvement depended mainly on changing his war position, suggesting instead that the campaign's dynamics were more complicated. By putting Vietnam at the center, the book shows how foreign policy can reshape domestic elections through trust, timing, and public perception. It also demonstrates that the conflict in Southeast Asia was not a separate historical track, but a direct force inside American electoral politics. Fourthly, Nixon, Wallace, and the collapse of the standard election narrative. Nichter revises two of the most familiar elements of the 1968 election story, the Southern strategy and George Wallace's third-party appeal. The book argues that Nixon's path to victory was not simply the result of a masterful Southern strategy in the usual sense, because he campaigned in the South less intensively than the standard narrative suggests. Instead, the election must be understood through wider national maneuvering and through the fragmentation of the electorate. At the same time, Wallace is presented as more than a regional segregationist protest figure. Nichter shows that his appeal extended beyond the South and anticipated later forms of Republican populism, especially the ability to mobilize grievance, resentment, and anti-establishment feeling. This is important because it shifts Wallace from a historical side note to a major indicator of political change. The book therefore presents 1968 as a moment when old party coalitions were breaking apart, and the language of modern right-wing populism was beginning to emerge. Lastly, why the book matters as a revision of how political history is written. Beyond its specific claims about 1968, the book is also about method and historical interpretation. Nichter argues that the public memory of elections is often shaped too heavily by journalists, conventional wisdom, and simplified retrospective narratives. By drawing on extensive interviews and archival evidence, he tries to reconstruct the campaign from the perspective of participants and decision makers, rather than from the familiar storyline that later became dominant. This makes the book valuable not only as a study of one election, but also as a warning about how political history gets fixed into misleading patterns. Readers come away with a stronger sense that elections are rarely decided by one dramatic event or one clean strategic idea. They are shaped by layered bargaining, private messages, media framing, and inconsistent motives. In that sense, the book is both a detailed account of 1968 and an argument for more skeptical, evidence-driven reading of American political mythology. It stands out for treating revision itself as part of the historical task. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a serious, document-based reinterpretation of the 1968 presidential election, including students of American history, political science, journalism, and the modern presidency. It will also appeal to readers interested in how war policy, party strategy, and private negotiation intersect in high-stakes elections. Its main value is not simply that it recounts a famous campaign, but that it challenges durable assumptions about what actually drove the outcome. Compared with broader books on 1968, Nichter's study is more focused on political mechanics and archival reconstruction, and less interested in treating the year mainly as a cultural symbol. That makes it especially useful for readers who want to understand how the election worked at the level of decision-making. The book stands out because it places Johnson back at the center of the story, questions the standard version of Nixon's victory, and treats Wallace as an important signal of future political trends rather than a footnote. For readers seeking a deeper, more revisionist account of one of the most important elections in U.S. history, it offers substantial intellectual payoff. If you would like to support Luke A. Nichter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.